Welcome back to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle. Today we're talking about insider secrets to buying yachts. Gary, in real estate, we can do comparable studies for clients of similar homes with similar characteristics, and we can that way we can figure out more or less how much a house is worth. Do we have similar things for boats that we can do?
Indeed, we do. We have a great tool called soldboats.com, and it's available by subscription only. It's to the brokers in the trade. And so what they have in here are all of the recorded selling prices since 1998. So the last time I looked, I think there's about 170,000 different boats whose prices are recorded in the database, along with prices. You have the spec sheets from those boats. You've got photographs, layouts, line drawings, and everything that was used to market the boat when it was for sale. So you can get an idea of what condition the boat was in when it sold. And another interesting thing about this is that it shows the original listing price and the date, and then it shows the actual selling price and when it was sold. So you can see how long that boat was on the market. You know, some of these boats stay on the market for a year, and you can see how much the price dropped. So it's a great tool to know what the market is and where it's been, so you know what comparable boats are selling for. If you are in the market for a boat, you may want to contact one of us. Steven is at catamaranguru.com. I'm at largecatamaransforsale.com. And tell us what model you're interested in. It's best to say, okay, model years 2002 to 2005, for example. I'm interested in a Lagoon 440. You know, show me what these things have been selling for in the last couple years. And we can print up a report custom made for you that shows you exactly what prices have been doing. So it's just another way that we help you save money and buy smart.
Okay, great. Steven, do you have anything else, another way that we can save big to buying a yacht?
Yes. Another factor to consider is location. Boats and yachts tend to vary in value depending on where they're located. A certain type of boat in Florida that sells for X may often sell for X plus 20% in California or Pacific Northwest. A good example of this is catamarans. Catamarans are too large to truck. So generally, they have to be shipped or they have to be sailed to the West Coast on their own bottom, being that most of the major manufacturers are either South Africa or France. And so they're easy to sail to the East Coast, but very difficult to get to the West Coast, which represents an additional cost. So if you're looking for a cheaper catamaran specifically, the East Coast is the place to be looking. You'll find West Coast catamarans are quite a bit more expensive. There are other issues that affect the price of boats when it comes to location. Freshwater-kept boats in the Midwest of the U.S. can sell for 30% more than the identical boat in Florida. Boats that have been kept in fresh water are deemed to be more valuable. They haven't faced all the sort of corrosion and issues that a boat in the ocean faces. Caribbean-based boats often sell at 5 to 20% discount to the Florida price because there's a large supply of boats there compared to a small number of buyers. This is specific to the charter industry where you have, we were talking about flooding the market factor. Can you see, you can see how you can save big bucks by shopping in certain areas, especially if you combine this strategy with the seasonal price tendencies noted previously. You might not want the boat to stay in the low-priced area, but deliveries can be arranged, and you can still save substantially by buying in the right place at the right time. You can see location discounts in the buck book, which is what the banks use to determine loan values. You can sometimes find older boats in locations like the Great Lakes that are in pristine condition, and they only cost a little bit more than the average condition boat. That's because their season is only 3 to 4 months long, and they're stored on the hard in winter. So because of this, and because the sun isn't damaging the boat's exteriors, you can find 10 or even 20-year-old yachts that look like brand-new boats.
So the conclusion is you can find a deal anywhere. But you mentioned delivery, Stephen. Gary, can you talk about delivery companies? How do you choose a delivery company, and what do they do?
Yes, there are a number of good yacht delivery companies that will deliver a boat on its own bottom anywhere in the world. And as a very general rule, it costs between $2 and $3 a mile. So if you're talking about 1,000 miles, it's between $2,000 and $3,000 to deliver the boat. That's all inclusive. These rates are somewhat negotiable depending on the time of year and the how much the delivery company wants to do this delivery. So you may want to consult with one of us before booking some of this, because we can help you negotiate these sort of things.
Okay, thank you. So you need a professional's advice, preferably. I mean, you can do it yourself, but it will be best to ask the guys who know. Gary, do you have any other tips for our listeners about buying boats?
I sure do. This one's called the foreign exchange factor. And foreign currency exchange rates can have a substantial impact on the price of yachts. And you need to be aware of how this affects prices. Now, I remember when the euro was trading at 88 cents to the dollar. That is, one U.S. dollar would buy 0.88 euros. Now the euro costs 1.26 or 1.3 to the dollar. So a yacht priced at 200,000 euros used to cost $176,000, but now costs $252,000. So as you can see, the dollar over the last 5 years has really weakened against the euros. So for American to go look at euro-denominated boats, it may not be the best place to look. You want to look for weak currencies. Some of the Far Eastern currencies are weak, so you may want to look for boats denominated in one of those currencies. That's about it for that.
Stephen, you obviously have some experience with South African boats. We imported South African boats to the U.S. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the South African rand also fluctuated, or still fluctuates substantially against the dollar. But South African boats are pretty affordable. You know, salaries and overhead in South Africa is reasonable. So South African boats tend to be reasonably priced, and you know, especially if the, you know, with the, if the dollar weakens, then you start seeing some really good deals. But mostly globally, you know, all the prices tend to bubble down to around about the same price until you see some substantial currency fluctuations. So it's very good. It's a smart idea to keep an eye on currencies.
Okay, well, we have to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle.